Hello there, and welcome to Poor Quality, a show where some friends talk about beer and life and all the goofy stuff that gets in between the two. Each week, the hosts may be different, but don't worry, they are guaranteed to be poor quality material. So join us and listen in as the Brew Crew talks about what ails their life. Now let's see what we're drinking. And we're here. We're back.
We live.
Well, live is relative to now.
Everybody's done a very good
we're
job
live.
Of unmuting themselves.
This week is live. Believe it or not.
Everybody is unmuted except for Mike.
Mike. Wish you were here, but
I just saw him swear.
Once again.
I contributed to the conversation in my own head, I guess.
Well, that's great.
Wait, the conversation that we were having or the conversation that was going on in your head?
I guess both.
That's a good distinction. Because
the conversation you were having was also going on in my head, because I interpreted it through my synapses in my brain.
What? Really, really cool.
Hey, is this episode 15, before I forget?
It
would be.
Okay, well, then off we go. This is episode 15 of Poor Quality. Welcome to the cast.
Hey guys.
Your host today. My name is Michael. What?
Already?
We made it.
Made it where?
15. We can legally drive with our adult podcast.
Oh, true.
I have my temporary.
Well, with adult supervision.
I need mama in the front seat.
And without too many friends.
Yeah. Just one person, maybe.
Practically zero friends. We wouldn't be able to fit us all in. And you need to use your blinkers. Well, you need to do that anyway. But people in Nashville don't. Anyway.
It's episode 15. We made it.
Tonight am drinking, to kind of fit in with the prompt, I'm drinking a Miller Lite. We're keeping it light tonight. And let me get a little swig of this.
Yeah, could
absolutely
you?
Absolutely genuine brew.
It'd also be really interesting if we all had a prompt.
Yeah, none of us know what it is. So
tonight, we're going to be describing our beers as either a fruit or a vegetable.
Oh,
this.
What if I and or Trent don't know any of those things?
Is cheese a vegetable?
then that's what we're really going to dive into tonight. This Miller Lite reminds me of a stick of celery because it tastes like absolutely nothing.
Oh, no.
And that's all I have to say about that. Matt.
Yeah.
What are you drinking?
I, a lot like last week, we took a shot, but this week we took a shot of tequila.
Are you not having beer?
Well, my beer,
uh-huh.
Which I have.
Yes, which I reminded people to get again.
Yes.
You did?
In all caps. Oh my gosh, Chris. Wasn't Mike making a Kroger run?
No, I was. I got beer. I didn't need the reminder. Oh. I just didn't see it.
Okay. Chris is smart.
Apologies.
I have beer.
Yes, Matt, we know. You've said it. It's almost peculiar that you keep saying it.
And I'm drinking it. Off screen.
Oh.
And my beer, which is real, reminds me of a fruit and or vegetable, which is also real. Sigourney Weaver.
Oh, okay. God. Okay.
They could have just skipped it.
Trent, what are you drinking?
Well, here's the deal. I care about this show, and I'd love to see it succeed. So I went out and picked up a local brew. From Boone Valley, which is actually a brewery I hadn't heard of, but it's from here in Iowa. And it is their IPA, just their flagship Boone Valley IPA. And it's really good. I was surprised because there's a lot of IPAs that just do things that maybe I'm not too fond of. It's hard to get that right bitterness profile that I crave. Mm-hmm. And this one is right there on it. It's got a citrusy thing. So I'd say with the fun zest and like the kind of local vibe, I'd say like a fresh picked clementine.
Mm. Oh my darling, oh my darling, oh my darling, clementine.
Wow.
Anyone else?
Beautiful.
Can you finish the refrain? I don't know if we need to.
There's more so to that song than just those lyrics?
There's plenty more.
I don't think so. Colin.
I think that's it.
Colin, tell me about your clementine.
I was like legitimately confused for a second because I thought you were just giving me like a cheeky name for like my wife. And I was like, okay, I can. Or it's a little off topic, but I can. I am drinking it's by a brewery in Mississippi, Lazy Magnolia. They claim to be Mississippi's oldest brewery. I didn't do any research. I have no idea. It could be, could not be. This could be a lie. I could be spreading falsities about this brewery. Self-proclaimed. And I'm drinking it's a southern pecan. It's a pecan nut brown ale. So I'm really upset you didn't include fruits, nuts, or vegetables in this because this was an easy pick. But this might also be a stretch. I guess it's not technically a vegetable. It grows from the ground, so like maybe, but a sweet potato?
Yes. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. I mean, like it's like a tomato, like if you're going to call a tomato a fruit kind of thing.
Colin, I probably missed it. Did you say the name of the brewery?
Lazy Magnolia.
I've had that beer. It's very good.
It's delicious. It's very, very good. So yeah, I really like sweet potatoes. It's kind of, it's got a sweet undertaste to it, but still has a lot of that full flavor that you'd expect from a brown ale. So yeah. Zach, brewer, what are you drinking?
No, just kidding. I saw Trent's thing, and one of the errands that I ran today was the grocery store. And I was standing in the grocery aisle, and I was like, man, what beer should I get for the podcast tonight? And this gem just kind of stood out to me, and I thought, I better get...
Oh, baby.
So, Mike, this one's for you. Colin, I'm sorry.
Cheers, Zach. Yeah, Colin.
It's the Session Pale Ale that Mike was drinking a couple weeks ago.
Mm-hmm. Cute.
So good.
And it's very dank.
What? It's, yes, sir. No,
it's a flavor that you get from hops, guys. No, it's very good. Finishes very heavy on the palate, which is mm-hmm. good. I'm gonna go with broccoli just because it's got a good aftertaste. It's nice and green. And
did you say good?
Thick.
You know, broccoli's good if you had a lot of butter and garlic.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
I'll say it. Broccoli, best vegetable. Best vegetable, hands down.
Chris, what are you drinking?
Yes, Zach, I am drinking an Avita strawberry lager. It looks
sorry.
Like we may need a moment.
I hate broccoli so much, and I love that beer so much. I'm so sorry. Chris, I can't interrupt you. Please continue. I'm going to go sit in the
corner. It's too okay. late.
Yeah, you already have, my dude.
I mean, it's never too early.
From the top, Chris, okay. What was that you were drinking?
I am drinking an Abita Brewing strawberry lager, and I apologize if I'm butchering the name, but it's pretty good. It's sweet and lagery and tastes like strawberries, so I'm going to go with strawberries.
What? You're a genius.
Big surprise there. And I did not know the prompt ahead of time, so...
I was going to say, Chris had prior knowledge. Like, crap.
I've actually gotten a mango beer, and I'm surprised I didn't grab that.
I'm surprised, too.
I've had an Abita before. I like Abita. They're pretty good.
Yeah,
I don't know. I went for the make-your-own six-pack, and it stuck out. Wow, so. It's the
only thing. Ooh, you get kind of frisky with it. All right.
Ooh.
It's the only way I buy beer.
Got frisky with his libido beer.
What? No, that's not
libido.
Right.
Can you say libido on the podcast?
Is that not what you said? I thought you said
libido. If I can't say your then you can't say libido.
Well, okay. I will censor one of those two words.
I'm going to Merriam-Webster right now. I gotta figure some things out.
You trying to figure out what will libido mean?
Yeah. The type of noodle.
I'll explain it to you when you're older. When we hit episode 18.
Oh. Okay. Okay.
Episode 18.
The Wikipedia page taught me all I needed to know. So we're we're gonna just go on.
Who says this podcast isn't educational?
What were the referential pictures on that article? By the way,
I didn't bother clicking any further.
Mike, you want to throw that into the chat real quick, just so we can, you know?
Yeah. Could you just give us a little sample?
Okay.
We all need to. Yeah. We all need to learn about it.
I like that. There's just a $20 bill behind Mike.
Yeah.
Like,
you know I'm big spending.
Rich money.
What up? It's falling out of my bed
with $20. What?
It's just laying there, though. Just
it's just I know, chilling.
I've been. It's next to my wallet, which I need to put it in. So I'm sorry that you have to look at both of those things.
Mike, why are you so disorganized?
I'm so sorry.
It's so close.
Shows fat stacks.
I can take a couple minutes and just go put it inside my fat stack.
A couple minutes.
Yeah, it takes time.
Why does it take so long for you to sort your money?
It's gotta go. No, it's gotta go in between the 50 and 100. Well, no, it's not gonna go in between the 50 and 100. But yeah. It has to go 100s, 50s, 20s, 10s, 5s, singles. And you know how many singles I keep in my wallet. It's very important.
I also remember you trying to put a 20 between a 50 and a 100.
No, so I wouldn't do that.
I'm not gonna.
That's the sneaky 20.
I'm not going to your seminar on financial.
No, that's where the ones go to make it look like you've got lots of hundreds.
Yeah,
I have a lot of 111 bills.
Just don't look too closely. Look at these front ones.
Don't pay attention. Have we all introduced ourselves and our beers?
I believe.
I think we have. We preluded this episode last week. Really, this is going to be very casual, and we're going to see how this goes. But we're going to do a health cast. We're going to talk. Oh. We're going to get really in-depth about how we treat our bodies and ourselves. Because
Look. We premised it as a health cast. Really, this is a Trent intervention cast.
No. I'm healthy.
You have been our muse and our inspiration, Trent.
And you're welcome. We're going to be your personal trainers.
Our one true light.
I can tell you guys how to live life the right way.
Okay, Trent, tell me what you ate today. Let's start with that.
This is getting real intervention.
We're jumping right in, huh?
Yeah. So I got to work.
Yes.
And
did you eat no breakfast?
I did not have breakfast, but I grabbed some Pop-Tarts on the way out the door. But wait, it gets better.
Everybody, hold on. Can we pause real quick?
Sure.
Nobody interrupt Trent for this whole day. Just let Trent go and tell us everything he ate. No commentary. Try to stifle laughs. Just let Trent go.
Trent?
Yeah, Trent. Okay, so Trent, you grab Pop-Tarts, you stick a butter, some salt.
Just in case. Try that. No. So I grab some Pop-Tarts on the way at my door. Get to work, and I walk in, and lo and behold, someone has brought in Dunkin' Donuts, and I'm like, oh, baby, yes, that is awesome. I am so much more excited to eat that than these Pop-Tarts. But first, I'm going to need a bevy, because, you know, you can't just, like, eat a donut without one. And so I went to go get my classic go-to morning beverage, which is a pineapple kickstart, which has real juice.
Shut up. No, it doesn't.
And it's only 80 calories, which is pretty good. And probably like no sugar. It's probably all. Okay. Anyway, so no interruptions. And so I have a kickstart, and then I go and open up the box of donuts. And oh, man, there's this one that's in a heart shape, and it was just Valentine's Day, you know? So I was like, that's probably what I got to go for. It's got some sort of chocolate crumble on the top of it. White cake donut, chocolate frosting with chocolate crumble, and I take a bite, and what greets my tongue is this delicious goop, which I find out was
delicious. Oh, I can't interrupt you. Delicious goop is wrong. Okay, I'm sorry.
Is the brownie batter donut. So I had what was basically a liquid brownie inside of a chocolate fluffy cake donut from Dunkin' Donuts. So that was breakfast with my kickstart. And then I came home for lunch, and I had peanut butter jelly sandwich and Fritos. And I use I do use like a nice oat, like fancy bread. Like it is, I have good bread, and I'm a choosy mom, so I choose Jif. And then it was a Smucker's strawberry jam. It was a very nice sandwich.
What kind of nice bread, just so it remains relevant?
It's like a wheat oat nut bread.
Okay.
Yeah. It's you'd approve.
Okay. I believe that.
And then I did not have a chance to eat before church, came back and had to get ready for the show. So the peanut butter and jelly stuff was kind of already out, but the jelly wasn't out because the jelly was in the fridge, but the marshmallow fluff was out.
Holy.
So I did have a Fluffernutter sandwich. And then the Fritos were still out. So then I did eat more Fritos. And it's the Frito scoops, so it's those big ones. And now I'm drinking this beer.
You know what? Those Fritos probably don't have a lot of sugar in them, though. So you got that.
They've got a lot of fiber, so that's good. And that's healthy.
Yeah.
Okay, I was expecting...
I love so much about this.
That's funny, because I hate every bit.
I don't want to tell you that I had pizza for every meal last weekend, like while Zach was in town. But yes, I 100% had. We don't even want to talk about the food that Zach and I ate if this is the health cast, because we did some things.
I mean, it was pretty epic.
Yeah.
Well, I feel like a point of like you and your food you miss there is that like you're a vegetarian and that's why your food is the way it is.
Yeah, the way it is.
Which is a nice way of saying wrong.
I don't think if Trent wasn't a vegetarian that his diet would look any different.
No, it would have just been like a turkey sandwich.
Just be a lot more bacon.
He might have hit double digit in grams of protein instead of just maybe 8.
What do I need protein for, Colin? Look at me.
Everybody needs body. Protein. Your body needs protein.
There's protein in peanut butter.
Choosing I mean, moms. Yeah, like that Choose was your only good Jif. Meal. Your only Wait. Meal. And you ate Fritos.
I ate peanut butter twice so today. Angry.
That's what I'm so nervous it's going to turn into, just like a shaming podcast.
Fritos.
You might as well put a piece of chocolate on your dinner sandwich, and it's literally something you eat around a campfire.
I had chocolate on my breakfast item. I couldn't do that twice.
I hate everything about
And you know what? Today was actually a good day for me eating, which is, I guess, the worst
that
part of
it. That can't be true. That cannot be true.
Mike, he had all two meals.
You had every food group. Oh, my Atlantis.
You know, bread, peanut butter.
Who's next? I need marshmallow. I need to clean out this awful peanut butter.
There's a banana in my kitchen. I have a banana.
I don't think Trent's under the impression that, like, this is a good, like,
it,
you know, like, I don't think Trent thinks he's, like, the healthiest boy.
No, but I have survived, like, feeding myself on that for the last 4 years.
The thing is, you have survived. Yes, you are alive in a sense, but...
Yes.
In a sense. Completely, just in a sense. Only partially are you alive.
But realistically, if you replace, honestly, like... 3 of those things that you ate today, because peanut butter jelly with whole wheat, like nice bread. That's a good thing for you to eat because you're a vegetarian and you can't eat all these meats. But if you even like do some seedy, like tortilla chips and have some salsa, like tomatoes are good for you and there's not too much sodium.
I've got plenty of salsa.
Yes, you should eat and not like the Tostitos scoops that have like don't get me wrong. I love tortilla chips and salsa in every sense of it. But like you can, the smallest little tiny things can make a day that potentially could be so bad, like that much better for you. Like
homemade guacamole is good too.
Yes.
Yeah. I had that today.
I have the worst time buying avocados. Every time I buy them, they're either awful or already purple. like just nasty on the inside.
I get that. The point is, you if you go to the store with the intention that, okay, this week I'm going to eat healthier than I did last week. I'm not going to buy Fritos today. I'm going to get even a step beyond Fritos would be like kettle cooked chips because they don't use like awful preservative nonsense.
It's, I don't think Fritos are the worst, though.
They're bad for you.
Oh, actually, I think those actually are the worst. Like Fritos, are the worst.
They're not. I will say that my frozen pizza choice has gotten like fancier and fancier, which is good.
Oh my God, Trent.
I'm getting like the fancy like basil, like margarita pizzas like have like Roma tomatoes on them. Like,
and it's definitely better than Totino's.
Yes, exactly, Chris. Would you please appreciate I would give the progress?
You that. I appreciate that.
I guess but the thing is, when you set the bar so low,
which I have spent a long time
moving
very low.
Up that bar, even by a margin,
is a mile.
No,
is a mile. No, a margin is not a mile.
It feels like a mile. Totino's are so cheap and so tasty.
They're not tasty.
What a bad time to say.
That's a lie.
Episode 15 brought to you by Totino's. Totino's.
Oh, yikes.
Or wow. Tostitos.
Oh, sorry.
Or Tostitos. Yeah, either one.
Or Fritos.
Or Frito. Yeah, Frito-Lay, the corporation.
Trent, if it ends in toes, it's bad for you.
Oh, I do have Doritos right now, which I could have had for lunch, and I didn't. Also, today, I was listening to radio on my way home last night for my folks, because I went there for dinner, and they were talking about how you got to get to, you know, Walgreens for those Valentine's Day candy sales. And I was like, I don't work until 9:30. I could get up early and go buy a bunch of Valentine's Day candy. And I said, you don't need that candy, Trent, and you don't want to wake up that early. So I didn't.
Was it? So you just didn't want it.
Was it the waking up?
It was a lot of the one, but it was also like me knowing that like the only things that get really discounted are like the Walgreens brand stuff. It's like not the good chocolate. So you kind of just buy it and then eat it as an obligation because you bought it.
Why would you? Oh my.
You know when you just kind of like pity eat a box of chocolates, Mike?
No, I don't, Trent, because I don't do that.
It really is surprising that I'm alive.
Okay. But this is sort of relevant. The Valentine's Day, post Valentine's Day sale things.
Do you mind if I just have a quick snack?
Hey, I left those there. I know. Those are my Skittles.
Oh.
I'm not going to mail a half a bag of Skittles to you.
Save them.
Slap the stamp on the bag and send it over to Zach.
These are health vitamins.
Yeah, it's a
health vitamins.
Speaking of health vitamins, Matt buys Nutrition Bites.
I do. I used to get them a lot more than I do now, but Nutrition Bites are.
I haven't seen Nutrition Bites in a hot minute.
Nutrition Bites are tactfully disguised as miniature chocolate chip muffins. Everything is. You okay, Trent?
You'll never guess who just made an appearance.
Hey, Taco.
Nothing to say, Taco? Okay.
You're just shaking him. Don't shake your cat. I wonder why he bites you so much.
Matt, that's probably a good segue for you to talk about what you eat.
That's what I was trying to do. Well, actually, no. And then, Matt, it did start, but then you did ruin it. That is on you, Taco.
That is on you, Taco.
Sorry, Taco.
Yeah, I'll go through my day today, which was actually pretty good. Woke up, showered, normal routine in the morning. Don't eat until I get to work. And then usually at work I have a Nutri-Grain bar, which they have at work, which is really nice. On Wednesdays they have catered bagels and a few different flavors of cream cheese, and I get the walnut. What is it? It's walnut something, and it's just delicious. And I get it on a plain bagel.
Mm.
I cut it in half. I eat it on up, and then normally throughout the day I munch on pretzels. But so they're pretzels filled with peanut butter. So like they're the pretzel bites that are like. I don't know how to describe them.
Bad for you?
Pretzel. I don't know. They've got peanut butter in them.
Pretzels look like little pillows.
And there's something to...
I know exactly what you're talking about, and they're God's gift to mankind.
How can pretzels be better than Fritos?
Pretzel? Okay, Trent.
Okay,
I'm sorry.
Mike just started pointing at the...
Okay, no.
I saw that rage. That Mike rage.
Two times a day, I head to the Warby Parker kitchen and fill up my a bowl with raspberries and blackberries.
Hey.
And sometimes carrots, if the carrots look good, because sometimes they look bad because they're just packaged carrots, little baby carrots. And I'm really surprised that they keep stocking the fridge with all these raspberries and blackberries, because I just suck them all down. I just like a vacuum cleaner. Mm. You can ask my fiance or my mom how many raspberries I'll eat if there's any in the refrigerator. Anyway, so twice a day I'll usually refill on that. And then for lunch, I don't eat. I snack throughout the day, and then I like to save my lunch until around 4 o'clock. And then I go either get Jimmy John's and get a roast beef, cheese, mayo, and lettuce on the wheat bread that they have. And then I eat half of that at work, work the rest of the day, and then I eat the other half for dinner. So I have sort of a half lunch dinner and then a post dinner between dinner and midnight snack. So like I break it up kind of like that. So not quite as bad as Trent.
Not nearly.
But well. Still walking up the ladder.
That was good.
Nutrition boys.
Yeah, I'm way worse than that.
What's up?
I eat way worse than that.
Oh, perfect. You can go next.
Yeah, then have at you.
Hold on. We can't just let Matt get off the hook. He doesn't just get to say it and then he move on and pass it
to Zach. I can't say anything to him. What am I going to criticize? He's fresh fruit. The only fruit in my house is frozen in my freezer for margaritas. I mean.
And apparently my leftover Skittles.
Well, sorry, you left them. It's not my fault.
Colin, did you wanna say something to me?
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah, Colin, what beef do you
have?
No, I
mean, it's not like the worst thing. I just think it's funny. I guess I just really don't understand. It's not just you. I mean, I think it was the majority of the people on the podcast not eating breakfast. Like, I dig breakfast. Breakfast is my jam, and I just don't get like how you can go until theoretically lunch without like a meal.
I feel sick either way, but I feel more sick if I eat. I don't know why. In the mornings, if I eat like a substantial amount, I'm just uncomfortable. And if I don't eat, I like have that pit in my stomach where it's uncomfortable, but it's better than the wanting to throw up a whole belly full of food.
I mean, that's good. It's good that you get to work and have a Nutri-Grain.
It's little things until a full meal at 4.
And that's like, I'm sure most people know this, but like, I guess it's better if you have like these small intervals meals like throughout the day rather than 3 substantial breakfast, lunch, dinners. I mean, that being said, I eat.
I actually didn't know that.
I think there's multiple schools of thought.
Yeah, I've heard that, Mike.
I think there's one.
I eat one meal a day like, at 1:30.
The idea behind that also, though, isn't
a
like...
feast. I eat till I die.
One meal, all I need.
There goes that's headphones.
I don't think like the idea behind the multiple meals a day mantra is necessarily like these small raspberry blackberry snacks every hour.
It's called hunter gatherer. Right.
Yeah,
it's like almonds, like yogurt, and some fruit in there, and then a small weight. Have some more protein with some meats and a little cheese.
Maybe,
if you're feeling no,
well, wait, hold on.
Now hold on.
Trent's just unhappy because that didn't end in toes.
It's another thing that ends in toes.
Yeah, I mean overall, I think. Yeah, I mean that's. Not a really one to critique. I'm not going to be one to critique anybody's routines, but Yeah, it's I mean, not the worst it, one I've ever
it,
heard.
It definitely, if it works for you, it works for you. That's for sure. And Matt is a very like fit boy. I know that he spent his days cross country running. But
yeah, one thing. I mean, I'm kind of coasting off of high school athleticism and just basically being skinny. So like one thing I do know is that though I don't eat terribly, I don't eat like I did in college, with which some of us haven't grown out of yet.
Not pointing any fingers.
Yeah, Chris.
I'm not. Yeah
Chris. Chris's food habits probably haven't changed that much since.
No, it's always been like decent.
Yeah.
Well, a little. He went a little heavy on the frozen foods back in the day, but.
And he had that ramen bowl.
But didn't we all?
Yeah, that's because I had a meal plan. So I didn't really.
Oh,
like,
that's true, though.
Most of my good stuff happened during the day, and then my bad stuff was at night.
When we were playing video games.
Yeah. It's naughty.
But I know that one thing that I need to start doing in life is doing some sort of athletic. Because I walk for half an hour a day, and it's, I mean, it's not crazy, like, hills, but it is, I mean, I walk over a bridge and up a hill in downtown Nashville. So, I mean, it's not flat, but it's, you know,
yeah, but you're
it's not crazy.
Yeah, you're not driving to work and then just taking the elevator up to your floor.
So, yeah.
And then
just I walk a good 15 minutes to work and then 15 minutes back at the end of the day. Yeah. But I know that's not enough, and I need to, I've been thinking about getting a membership at the Y downtown, which is supposed to be really
There's
nice.
A Y right on Lebanon, like a mile from here, a mile and a half.
I know, but I don't think that if I drive all the way back that I'll be able to get myself to go to the gym.
Yeah, you just got to pull a Colin and get up at 4.
I just can't. I need to figure out if I want to do it before or after work.
Yeah, that's kind of where I'm at.
Yeah.
Because I know Colin likes it before. And yeah. I feel like I would do better before, but also
I value sleep so much, and I'm such a night owl, but like working out before your day, I feel obligated to eat better throughout the day, but also like your energy level is sustained because of that energy output that you have initially, which is just, I mean, science.
Mm.
But like for me personally, like I traditionally work out in the mornings. That being said, if I like miss a morning, I either go late in the afternoon or I miss a day, which is okay. Because I mean,
wait.
I mean, I never miss a workout. I got to run.
When you say you miss a day, you mean like you'll go bench and do some curls, but you won't.
Yeah. No, my off days, I usually just hit arms for a couple hours or something.
Those are the only two exercises Matt knows.
Right. Look at me. If you,
what are jumping jacks?
All chest and arms.
Yeah. That's, I mean, that's me. Everybody knows that.
Yes.
I'm big, broad-chested boy.
Big, beefy man.
Yes.
Mike, big, so when you were, you commented about like taking the elevator and, you know, walking and stuff like that. So if I can have a quick aside here, I guess one day last week or week before, my boss stood up in like his little desk space behind us. And he was like, "Hey, I just sent everybody an email. There's a 12K trail run coming up next month. There's like 6 spots left and there's like 5 of us at work." He's like, "Everybody sign up." And I was like, "Well, I mean, I'm not really a runner, but if my manager tells me to like go on a run with everybody, I was like, I guess I'll do it." So I signed up, and then we got this new guy I've been training, and he signed up as well. And I mean, he says he goes to the gym and stuff like that. I think he goes to like, you know, just kind of standard routines and stuff like that. And one day this week, he was like, "Yeah, I've been, again, this is a 12K, so that's like 8-9 miles, maybe." And he's like, "Yeah, I've been taking the stairs to get ready for that 12K. I was like, "I don't really think that equates."
No. That math works out. I was a cross-country runner.
Matt knows.
Like, I live on the third floor of my building, so like that's kind of my exercise. Like, up and down.
Yeah, man.
Down.
That's good, man. It's good.
That's great, man.
I didn't mean to interject. Sorry.
No, it's good. That was a good anecdote. I try to take, this is stupid, but like I try to take stairs and not take elevators because like First of all, the elevators at Belmont are the worst thing in existence.
Yes.
Yep.
Second of all, I kind of like taking the stairs. Even unless it's fifth floor of the WAC, then I hate myself.
Yeah.
But,
well, my work is on the seventh floor and the doors lock on the stairwell, which is really cool.
That's really good. Yeah. Love that.
But a lot of times at the end of the day, so that I don't have to share the elevator with any of my coworkers and have really awkward silence or forced conversation, I'll take the stairs down, which is seven flights. And it's not, taking stairs down isn't crazy, but it's better than trying to talk to humans.
Yes. You can say that.
That exercise I agree with. If there was a way to make social awkwardness and motivation for my exercise, I'd be set.
Wait.
If you really want social awkwardness, go to the gym. Yeah,
go to the gym. Just try to be weird.
No, but see,
you're trying to avoid it. Okay.
That makes avoid sense. It by going to the gym and then running away.
Chris, can you repeat what you said? I missed you.
I just said that I would be with Trent. If the social awkwardness were my drive, then I wouldn't want to go to the gym.
Well, what you got to do is get as sweaty as you can, put on those headphones of yours, and just ignore everyone. Because that's a
and gym. Yell.
Yeah, and also scream. People will avoid you as much as possible.
Trent doesn't have, gym days, where it's, back and buys.
Well, see, the thing is, though, is, the gym I'm going to go to is the place where I work. And so, I will see people that I interact with, and that's kind of, definitely been something in my head that's been...
That's no, I mean, I mean, Mike makes a great point that you just put on headphones and ignore.
Yes.
That's been one of my biggest things about the gym is that I've always been really self-conscious about how lanky I am. And it's hard to complain about because if you complain that you're skinny, people just start hitting you. But I've never been really comfortable with how just long and skinny my arms and legs are. And so for a while, in high school, I did go to the gym a fair amount, and this was back when I was a little less mentally stable, but I was convinced that everybody was just staring at me and laughing at how, the skinny kid couldn't bench much at all. And that's something that I know that I'm going to have flashbacks to when I start going back to the gym. But I have to, get over that, get over myself, and remember that nobody is actually looking at me and nobody cares.
Yeah, that's the culture even. And I'm glad you bring that up because, especially in my days as a high school boy, I was a big kid. I was the opposite end of the spectrum. And I spent a lot of the time trying to avoid the embarrassment of being the kid who's struggling to catch my breath, depending on, because I did big group workouts with mm-hmm. football and stuff. And although I was in the back of the conditioning lines, being slow, kind of being just trying my best, man. It all starts with that first step. And I know I heard Trent say it and I heard you say it when I start going to the gym. It starts there, man. Food is very important. Abs are made in the kitchen, as I always say, but discipline and all these other things that you learn come from both your health, for what you cook and what you eat, but it combines with, your level of activity. And this may just be too dreary at this point, but it's real. It's your body and it's how you treat yourself. So it's good for
you. Right. And we're also getting to an age where it really starts to... If you do eat terribly, it starts to pack on really fast.
Yes. Yeah. And some of us are still trying to go for the ladies. What's up, ladies? What's going on?
And some of us
are trying not to get divorced. Am I right, Colin?
Am I right?
Heyo. Speaking of getting buff and swole, you know what else helps us get buff and swole?
Oh, I thought you were going to say divorced.
Speaking of getting divorced.
That was
speaking of getting divorced.
Hey, guys.
Got some news.
You guys have misinterpreted me. No, speaking of getting buff and swole, you know what helps gets our wallets buff and swole?
Tell me.
Stock in the beer fridge. Drift into the sky.
Hey there, folks. Welcome to the middle of the podcast, the stocking of the beer fridge, the section of the show where we talk about all those people that love to give us money to podcast. Today, our show is brought to you by this joke. So a very busy businessman is racing down the street. He's very late for a meeting, and he's looking for a parking spot, and he can't find anything, and so he turns to prayer. He says, "Dear Lord, if you open up a parking spot for me now, I'll go to church every day for the rest of my life." And just then, he opens his eyes, and a parking spot becomes available, and he says, "Whoops, never mind, Lord, I found one."
Can we just jump back in?
Yeah, let's do that.
All right, let's get through the rest of our diets quickly, because we've kind of, I mean, it's not that we've dragged on, because we've had good conversation, but
It's just dragged.
Oh gosh, oh, so dragging. Bored.
Bad.
But we've got four more diets to get through.
Zach, what did you eat today?
well,
I ate.
Making us wait for it.
It's really ironic that we're doing the health podcast, because I feel like not healthy in terms of sickness. Anyways, I had like 3 or 4 servings of pistachios this morning.
Yum.
And then I went to Jimmy John's.
Yum. Nice.
I had a cookie though. Yum. And some sodas.
Some.
And then I some came so home does. And made jalapeno poppers. So, like, I cut jalapenos in half and stuffed them with cream cheese and wrapped them in bacon.
Oh, gosh. That sounds awesome.
That was really good, but boy, 9 of them are bad for you. Then I also made homemade guac and ate most of a bag of chips eating them.
Walk balances it out.
Don't listen to Trent, please.
Yeah, no. I don't know.
Well, nice.
Diet and exercise I mean, and stuff like that is... Go ahead, Mike.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Go ahead, Mike. Go ahead, Mike.
Okay.
Mike.
Okay. I like that you're eating real food, because those were all real things to eat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess I got
well,
that
one. Well, was it frozen bacon?
No.
You get good bacon.
Yeah. We go to the butcher shop down the street.
Hey, fair enough.
Yeah, that's the good thing to do too. Because like a lot of the times you can eat like naughty things, like things that
aren't necessarily great
for you. But if they're like real,
like Chris's libido drink.
Oh gross!
Nah, that's as real as what? We can get. If as
<He's> so confused.
So Zach, I have to imagine that's not a typical day's food for you.
It's not. No,
you're not normally cooking jalapeno poppers and homemade guac.
Yeah. No, I usually don't eat anything during the day.
Like
very healthy. Like
nothing.
Ketotonic.
Well, no, like sorry, not in the morning is what I should have said. I usually don't eat anything in the morning, and then I'll go at work. We have a small kitchen, and I'll get some tortilla chips to munch on, and then my lunch is actually usually pretty all right. If I can make myself pack one, it's like Greek yogurt with an apple and some pretzels.
Nice. Wow.
But then dinner, I just go hog wild and usually eat whatever I can. Lita and I have a really bad habit of eating out a lot. So that's we live, the street that we live on, there's a burrito shop across the street from us. There's a pizza shop 2 doors to the left and a burger shop 2 doors to the right. And like a really, really good Mexican restaurant, like a block down. And
that is dangerous.
Yeah.
I mean, granted, from the sound of things, you like to cook?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I love to cook. And generally, when you do cook, it's far better than eating like a processed, like either box meal that you just throw in the microwave or that sort of deal. And although it's really easy to do so, that That is a slippery slope, man. There's a lot of stuff in that that is not.
Next thing you know, you'll be smoking crack.
Yes, seriously, you're gonna be down in the gutters.
You're gonna be eating brownie stuffed donuts.
And that's where you know you've hit rock bottom.
No, guys,
What's up? What's up, Trent? What? Did you have something to add about how terrible some people eat?
The thing is my day-to-day was actually good, which is...
No, Trent.
I'm genuinely ashamed, and I don't know how to respond to anything that's going on right now.
I mean, no,
my life is just... Man. Oh.
Why don't you just go eat your Felix, Patty?
Oh, no.
I'm going to go get a block of cheese.
Trent, don't do that. Oh, that was legitimately bullying that I just did.
And he's actually gone. Well,
he's actually gone. It was very funny, though. It was very funny bullying.
Yes.
Totally makes it all right.
That's what all the seminars in junior high had taught me. Bullying is always funny.
We're his closest friends, so it's okay if we bully.
It's okay if we just totally rag on him.
Trent,
we mean well.
Wait. And that's why I think Trent is the worst. Hey, what's up?
Trent, hey.
Welcome back.
Hi. Hey, guys.
Trent.
What are you eating, though?
I mean, you do look good, though. That is a nice chew.
That is a block of cheese that Trent just took a whole bite out of. And
mango habanero.
It sounds like it looks like you're trying to punish us by ruining yourself.
You'll enjoy me when I'm dead, boys.
In like a week if you keep eating like this.
Enjoy the goofs then.
Boy, yeah, I'll be laughing then.
Then we'll see who got the jokes. We'll see. Who knows the passwords for the podcast then, won't we?
You know, honestly, at least he's not letting it dissolve in his mouth this time.
Yeah, that's very true. No, it's fair. True.
The passwords of the podcast are probably I less than three food with zeros as the...
Well, Colin, now I'm going to have to change it.
Now that you've
tweet blasted it.
Chris, what did you eat?
Well, I mean, today was not a regular day for my eating. I'd say today was not great.
Let's hear about it then to make me feel better.
Right.
What did you eat today?
I guess it was just a lot of the same, and it was a lot of carbs. But carbs today... Normally, my breakfast was normal. I generally will bring a box of granola bars to work and leave them in my little storage locker thing at my desk, and I'll have one of those in the morning with some coffee.
And Chris, if I may, I thought you were going to say you bring a box of granola bars for breakfast. eight granola bars.
Delicious.
That is an expensive habit.
Yeah. No, just one.
Just one box.
And then sometimes I won't even have that, though. Sometimes I'll skip breakfast, which isn't great, but I prefer to sleep than get my breakfast made. Anyway. And then lunch, we actually have a really good cafeteria. So sometimes I'll grab like a sandwich from there, or they'll have like a Asian stir fry bar kind of thing, or like, I don't know, they've got pretty good food and it's pretty cheap. So sometimes that, and if I bring my lunch, it's usually like a sandwich on some whole wheat bread and like a fruit or a Greek yogurt or something. But today, I was provided lunch because we had like one of the directors kind of invites random people to lunch and gets to know them and stuff. And
oh, nice.
I had DeSano's pizza and some salad. But
that sounds good.
DeSano's is really good. excuse me. And then I went out to dinner last night, so I had some leftover pizza, and I ate more pizza for dinner.
See, now that's about what I'm
with some blackberries on the side.
And some and some ranch.
Whoa, oh, yeah, that's true.
Well, Trent used to know what you were talking about.
But on a normal day, it would be the lunch I described previous to the pizza, and dinner, I like to get peppers and cut them up, and I like to make quesadillas with like fish or chicken or something. And sometimes I'll have a late night snack of some like chips and salsa or something before bed, which is what I'm working on cutting out, is the snack before bed, because I have heard that's not the greatest to do that.
Yeah, pretty much anything you eat after 10:30 is a tough sell to like justify.
Interesting.
You don't digest it as well or as quickly. But yeah, I don't know. That's basically me. But yeah, today wasn't the greatest, but I did run 3.5 miles.
Nice. Hey. Nice.
So maybe that balanced out all the pizza I had.
It 100% did.
Oh, and I had some crackers, peanut butter crackers before my run. I forgot about that.
A little protein action. Chris, I know you don't eat like that. So rest assured, all you listeners worried for Chris, he is a healthy
but
boy.
The mic police are not going to swoop in and start bullying Chris.
All of us are okay.
It's all about moderation, right, Trent?
Yeah, I'm working on cutting some of the hard parts off of this cheese. That's
okay. That's cool.
But I for sure.
I knew that's moments. What you were working on over there.
Sorry, it was just too perfect.
No, it's good. That's
and
good.
Going back to your whoever said the metabolism thing, I think it was Mike, but like it definitely has hit me, and I'm like really trying to figure out how to adjust my eating, because I feel like I've started to eat less, but it's not helping. So,
well, but the thing is that it's not about eating less; it's about eating better, which I think the two healthiest boys will.
But I feel like I've been doing a little bit of both of those on the whole. But maybe I guess I still have room to grow, and also now that it's the winter is kind of leaving, at least in Nashville, I'm definitely gonna get back to the running, which I was doing before December. So,
well, good.
That's basically me at the moment.
Good job, Chris.
Thanks.
Good job being you,
Chris. You're a good person, Trent.
What?
How's your cheese?
It's good.
I mean, it's good.
Stop eating, Trent.
Why do you insist on eating during the podcast? Because you know that makes my job hell, right?
No, I've been leaning so far away, but I mean, this is good cheese. Like, Mike, you would enjoy this cheese.
I mean, I know I love cheese, Trent. You know I do.
So that's all I'm saying.
Sounds like you got some fancy cheese, though. That ain't no spray cheese.
No, it's not, Chris. I don't mess with craft singles, okay? I have standards, and it's
okay,
that.
Okay, yes. That is a step to take. See, that's a step in the right direction.
Trent gets craft doubles.
I don't use singles. I just use four slices, so you can call them quadruples. He gets
craft four ply.
Quick side note, I did read a lengthy blog article the other day about the perfect number of slices of cheese to put on a grilled cheese. Like, it was a long article that I read in entirety.
That's the heaviest reading Trent's done all
week. What?
The heaviest reading, the heaviest breathing, and the heaviest eating.
I was eating Pop-Tarts while I was reading it.
God bless. Everything. Oh, Colin, I'm so curious as to what you eat, because I know you're a healthy, healthy boy.
I mean, yeah, I guess so. I mean, compared to some others, maybe.
Colin, what did you eat today?
What did I eat today? Today was a good day. So I woke up at like 5 to go to the gym. And before I left, I cooked 2 eggs and... when I came home last night from work, Em had made these like muffins. It's like a Valentine's Day thing. And we had some, I of course did not eat you know, 20 muffins last night. So we had some muffins this morning. So I had some eggs and I had some muffins. Normally it'd be like toast or something like that, I guess, with the eggs.
A carb.
Go to the gym. Go to the gym. Have a protein shake after the gym. And then usually from about what time that is, probably 7:30 until 11:30 or 12. I don't really eat anything. I just wait till lunch. And then lunch is, I guess it kind of depends on what we've had for food that week. Usually it's probably leftovers that we've cooked, or that if we go to my parents' house for food or her parents' house for food or something, it's usually those leftovers from dinner for lunch. My work has a cafeteria, so sometimes I do that because it's dirt cheap to do that, which kind of reminds me, I don't think I've told this story. So we have just like a salad bar, and I guess this is what strikes me as like the weirdest thing about hearing all these meals is like, for me, a meal is like very specific things where you have to have like a meat, a vegetable, some form of carbohydrates.
Yes.
So whether that's, you know, beans, legumes, you know, whatever, those kind of three. And then if you're feeling frisky, you know, fruit or whatever, but, that's kind of been my idea. And so one day I was like, oh, we don't have any vegetables at the house that I could like easily bring. I'm just going to go grab a salad, 'cause I can pay like $1 and get a pretty good salad.
I only have this really tough to bring vegetable. What is the most difficult? How hard is it to make vegetables travel? This is my question to you. I have this cucumber. It's the size of a Mini Cooper.
How do I get this to work?
How am I supposed to get this to work?
Would you call it a Mini Cooper?
I would.
You crushed it. Oh, yeah.
It's very, very good.
Chris is proud, especially.
But so, anyways, I'm getting the salad, and so I have a lunch, and it's like I'm either warming it in the microwave or I'm about to go back and warm it, you know, basically something like that. And I'm just getting the salad as a side. And so I'm there, and I have to, like, go to the cashier, and I'm checking out. They, like, weigh the salad to see, because it's, I guess, calculated by weight of the lettuce and everything like that. And so it comes up, and she's like, that salad's like $1.50. And I was like, wow, that's really cheap. And she's like, yeah, just the way it works. And the guy behind me in line, you know, probably 40-ish, probably a little on the heavier kind of side, goes, huh, if I did that, I'd probably be as skinny as he is. And I was just like, wait, hold on. That's like weird on so many levels, because one, what if you were in line before me and you had like $20 worth of food, and I was like, huh, if I ate like that, I'd probably be fat like him. I was like,
this is a two-way street.
I was just like, that's a ridiculous thing to say
to another person. You should have turned around and said that to his face.
And he said, oh, you just said your inside head thoughts out loud.
You, whoops, sir, whoops.
Sorry. And then it was just like, of course this isn't my only thing I'm eating. I'm not eating lettuce and some ranch.
I'm just, like, boy, I'm, oh boy, just am I having full. Some lettuce and some air. I'm just breathing later.
I'm going to chew on some ice cubes and really get my calorie count.
Well, I don't know. I don't know if I can have more than one ice cube in a night. I don't want too much water weight.
I'm on week two of this cleanse. No, but so I was like, this is just a bizarre thing to do. So anyways, so my lunch is usually pretty typical. Sometimes if we don't have any leftovers and it's a little more rushed morning or rushed night, I'll make a sandwich, you know, whole grain bread, usually turkey, I think, or we get like sliced chicken breast and cheese. I'm not a condiment person. I hate mayonnaise, so that doesn't go on my sandwiches. And then I usually bring like a snack for like 4 p.m. or something like that, something like yogurt or a protein bar and some fruit or nuts or something like that. And then eat dinner around 7, usually 7 or 8. And then sometimes have a like late night snack. Like, we have like this casein protein that's like slow dissolving for nighttime. Mm-hmm. So sometimes I'll drink that. Sometimes I just have a bowl of cereal. I mean, kind of just depends. But yeah, so I mean, it's all pretty healthy. I used to be much more on about tracking like my macronutrients. So, you know, making sure I got X number of protein, carbs, and fats and stuff like that. Just more or less falling off the wayside. I wasn't doing it to lose weight or anything like that. I've pretty much flatlined my weight. I'm not going to gain anything. I'm not going to lose anything. I'm just kind of am what I am at this point. So,
guys, have you noticed how Colin has let himself go in the past couple of months?
Can anyone confirm that macronutrients is a real thing that Colin didn't just make up?
I actually can confirm that.
Yeah, I mean, I can confirm that. And I've been eating candy this whole episode, Trent. Read a book.
What's a micronutrient?
Micronutrients are vitamins and minerals, Trent.
Get your face out of that Cheez-It into a book.
It's not a Cheez-It. It's cheese and a Buttercrisp cracker.
Oh, my God. Colin, great work.
Standing ovation and applause. Mike, what did you eat today?
Okay, well, let's dive in. I think, Colin, I'm going to aspire to do sorts of those things. But this morning I ate my two eggs plus an egg white. Plus some peppers, a piece of wheat toast with just a touch of butter because I like to get fancy.
I had that with my butter over the toast.
Yeah, I just looked at the butter because I can't eat butter.
You it's know, really
awful for you.
You know, butter, the epitome of class.
Yeah, I had just for that I ran an extra 8 miles.
Yeah.
I go right from I have a cup of coffee because I'm not a person without. I gotta have my coffee. You have to try it.
Have you tried the coffee?
Oh, man. I lost like 400 pounds.
Because of this juice.
Because of this coffee juice.
From there, I go to my workout. And today I went big time because it was leg day. And I am loving leg day as of late. But as for my diet's concern, after my workout, I have a protein shake.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, you know I do. I got to get those gains somehow. And then I went to go do inventory in Franklin. So I was a little hungry about halfway through. So I bring an apple generally. So I ate an apple. Got back to Belmont. And I have a meal plan, fortunately, just to save on groceries. And I ate a turkey and Swiss cheese Sammy on some wheat berry bread, some lettuce, some spinach, some pickle. And then I had mustard on there. I would add mayo, but every time they add mayo, it's just so much. It is just gross. Mm-hmm. It's like the McDonald's level of mayo, and it's just bad.
Good.
Good. And then usually I do some carrots and some celery and some hummus on the side and do some water. If I'm hungry, I'll have a salad with some eggs in there and all that.
It's so funny hearing you say that because I can remember having like that exact meal in the cafeteria like a few years ago, and I'm just having these like terrible flashbacks now.
Yeah, I'm very excited to not have
to the old calf.
I love making
my own the old calf,
the old school flashbacks.
We all know it.
No, I know it.
The old calf, where I was able to, with the help of my compatriot, steal hundreds of cookies and brownies on a daily basis.
The old cookie crook and the brownie bandit.
That's right. The cookie crook and the brownie bandit.
And we back down with Pepsi next.
Pepsi next. Dr. Thunder. That was freshman year. So freshman year, Belmont is a Pepsi campus, and the Pepsi truck, for whatever reason, how many is that? 12 packs?
I wasn't even there for the release of it. I just went.
Well, what they did was, for some reason, I was there and everybody else was like in class, and they just kept bringing them in. They're like, yeah, it's some for everyone. So I just started making trips back and forth to my room with these 12 packs. I stacked up like 12 to 15, 12 packs of Pepsi next.
Oh my Lantis.
I didn't drink any of them. I hated Pepsi. I don't know why I did it.
Did Trent drink them all?
Trent drank every single one of them.
Oh my.
I probably had like one or two, maybe.
Yeah, okay.
Probably. Oh, so good.
Chris
yeah,
had one or two.
Out of had the other 144 to 157.
Yeah.
And at the time, I was buying 24 packs of Dr. Thunder.
Of Dr. Thunder for 50 cents.
To keep some variety in the fridge.
My.
You've heard of Dr. Pepper.
Imagine have you met his, 24 of them for $4 at cousin? Walmart.
His cousin, Dr. Thunder. It's but yeah. Cool. Yeah, so that's where all the Pepsi Next went. That was supposed to be distributed amongst the Pembroke bros.
You know, believe it or not, I bet there's still some in Trent's bloodstream. Just remnants.
Trent is 1% Pepsi Next.
You should be getting money for that, Trent.
I should be.
So I went from lunch to go do work things for a little bit, and then my buddies were playing Frisbee on the lawn, so I went to play Frisbee, and then I went to go get coffee with those friends. I had a cup of Joe, and then I went to meet up with another friend for coffee, and I ate a plate with her for some celery. There were some carrots, there were some peppers, some tortilla chips, and some hummus. More hummus. I ate a lot of hummus today. Which, Trent, you should actually look
at. I know, I eat a lot of hummus.
Okay.
I do.
Okay.
Just handfuls.
That's a good...
With my Fritos.
That's a good source of...
I got the scoops. Gotta scoop something.
This was an awful idea for a podcast episode.
A couple hours following, I came back home and I ate some fish tacos. I made salmon. I put those in some whole wheat tortillas. I threw on some peppers, some fresh jalapeno, some arugula, some fresh squeezed lime, a little bit of cheese just because some added zest. And I made some guac. And then I had a Miller Lite because I like to keep it light.
So let me just say that when Mike cooks dinner, it's a whole big thing. And it always ends up looking and smelling and I'm sure tasting very, very, very good. And it's very impressive. The trouble is, Mike always decides to start cooking his meal right when the rest of us are into some casual video gaming.
That's true.
Which means that he abandons us and we lose every game.
I tell you, I did say.
And then you join us. Anyway.
But I'd like to spend time with you guys. I also like to take care of my body.
Yeah, we prefer winning.
The second
we'd like to take care of everybody too, Mike.
Oh, lovely. And with that, Mike, what are we?
We are bottoms up. This was nice. I thought this was going to be sort of different of a cast. I'm glad it turned out
to maybe a little more constructive.
Yeah, I mean, as constructive as it can get. I think we've all we can all take something away from this, you know?
I think one of us specifically can take some stuff away from this.
Yeah.
No, I think we should come.
What's the difference between
Okay. How about we end with some notes for Trent? Trent? Don't buy Fritos ever again.
No, you cannot tell me that because I will.
All right.
I will
buy Fritos. Stop. Who's next? I'll go next. Okay. Trent, find somebody who loves you. Wait, what kind of notes are we doing?
Jesus. Okay, Trent.
For you, Trent, somebody who loves you for you.
Trent, next time you go
to my Frito loving self. I got it.
Trent, next time you go to the grocery
store. Mike, you already had it.
Well, no,
you had a tip, Mike.
Mike.
I'm so passionate about this sort of thing.
Trent, find new friends.
Oh, God.
All right, good. Zach, I like it.
Because we're all very bad.
Colin?
Trent, learn what a macronutrient is.
Fair.
Okay, that's like
Trent,
saying...
No. Trent?
Learn Chris? How to run the Death Star. It's just made up.
Though, I do think some good points were made, and that you could probably eat a bit better. I also think everyone was a bit mean, so I'm going to say that I still love you, Trent.
Thank you, Chris. That's just the uplifting bump I needed.
Oh, my.
Wait, hold on. Trent, what's your advice to Trent?
You know what, Trent? A lot of people give you a lot of crap for the things you've done to your body. But you're still here, pal, so you must be doing something right.
All right, I actually am going to break the mold. I'm going to break the mold. I have a note for Trent's note for himself.
Oh, no.
I have a postscript.
a little PS for you.
Oh God.
We love you, and that's why we give you so much for what you do to your body.
No, and I'm this honest because it is something that I'm trying to work on.
But I think it is a all process. Of us are still trying to work on it. Like, I don't think you're alone in that.
Mm-hmm. Something I'll say is that I don't. Today was a good day. I've found myself, like, this past summer, I ate just like a complete idiot, and even earlier, just this or late 2016, I guess. I went 2 months without going to the grocery store and just ate nothing for essentially 2 months. And it was, I mean, it's definitely something like Zach said that we're all working on, and that, you know, you're a bit of an extreme example just because I kind of made fun of you for that when we were in college and that kind of, you know, just, you know, moved on to that, our running joke, but. We are all working.
Yeah, and out. Clearly, by all means, none of us are perfect. I give you my best example of a good day. If you caught me on a bad day, I mean, it's not much better than anything you've said. I mean, I live above a Chinese restaurant, and a little like homegrown Mexican restaurant is like right next door. And I have a cafeteria at work, and I am right by a Tinder's place. So, like, by all means, like, you caught me on a good day, or I happen to be good, but that does not mean that every day is like that. And I think all of us can say that for every good day we have two bad ones and vice versa. So
yep.
It's not like we're sitting here trying to shame and ridicule because you just happen to have the, I guess, the one that was easy to poke fun at while ours was, for example, not today, you know, not something, I guess, too. As easy to laugh about.
I just, Colin, I think you're trying to make me feel better here. I want to tell you how Saturday went. Saturday went mimosas, onion rings, a beer, a cupcake, and a shot, a pizza, more beer, coffee, more beer, burrito place, sushi, beer, and chips and salsa back at my house.
Did you drink water?
Did you have water?
Why would you need water day? When you have all but, that beer water?
But that's we did true. Walk everywhere that we went, and we walked like 5 miles.
And a dehydrated so. As ever.
Yeah.
I turned.
No, when we got back. When we got back, I couldn't do it. I had like 3 glasses of water right away when we got back.
Mm-hmm. I had a beer when we got back. But you had more beers when we were out, so. And a burrito that I didn't have. So, ha ha, Zach, now you're the dumb.
The tables have turned.
And with all that positivity, Mike, please sign us up.
Yes, yes. This has been fun. I have been Michael Broccoli Buster Wadena.
Okay.
Thanks for loving it, Matt.
Affirmative, I heard it.
Yes, you did.
I've been Matt Mini Cooper.
No, that was going to be mine. You didn't even say it.
He did that to me last week, Zach. I feel your pain.
I don't look at me. I don't have anything now.
Do one of Matt's.
Yeah, do one of my great goofs this episode.
Hey, your Zach Nutrition Bites.
That wasn't even a good joke, though.
Thanks, Matt.
it was one I made.
I've been calling skinny shamed Parker.
I've been Chris, box of granola bars for breakfast, O'Brien.
I like it. I like that one.
Very nice.
I've been Zach, read a book, Schroeder.
I like it too. I like that one.
And I've been Trent, delicious goop Safford.
So appropriate.
Does that sound delicious in my ears?
Well, folks, it looks like we're bottoms up. We'd like to thank Waker for giving us time to crack open our cold ones with their song Gemini from the album This Is Waker. This particular show has been poor quality.
Some of us more than others.
Like Trent's diet.
Yeah. We'd also like to thank Trent for taking all of the punches tonight.
And for putting up with his poor quality friends.
But what else did you expect?
Yeah. At this point, Trent. You can't expect anything.
I've lost some of my man boobs.
Let's look at them everywhere. Except for
how do you guys know? You guys have seen me shirtless.
100% on my screen. All right, end your recording, everybody.
I'm done here.